at Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Joe Chiro. Arkansas officials say the state's agricultural business could be devastated by flooding, especially near the city of Dardanelle, where a levee breached this week.
A lot of the crops hadn't been planted. We've had a few that were planted, and they're going to be lost. And that area down there where the levee was breached is all farmland.
Yell County Emergency Management Director Jeff Gilkey, rising floodwaters forcing more evacuations today. Many presidential hopefuls speaking at the California Democratic Party Convention in San Francisco, including Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Some say if we all just calm down, the Republicans will come to their senses. The country is in a time of crisis. The time for small ideas is over.
Former Vice President Joe Biden stumped in Ohio. This is Fox News.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. Bear County Barbecue, the kitchen at Rick and Moe's, is open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to midnight. Try their delicious Bear County Texas-style brisket, pulled pork and sausage, not to mention their dry-aged burgers. This isn't your ordinary barbecue. No, sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best sports action on the big screens. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check out Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule and for Bear County Barbecue's menu. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody's starting to ask me, when is it going to rain again? And honestly, the prospects are not good for the next few days. For tonight, we're going to be dry with mostly clear skies, a few clouds, overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, looks like a high temperature in the lower 90s again. Continued dry, more sunshine, down to 70 for a low tomorrow night. And then getting hotter early next week. I think we'll be in the low to mid-90s on Monday, closer to the mid-90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe a few pop-up storms towards the middle of the week. But dry until then for the most part. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com. The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, it's on our trash cans. Welcome to the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. As always, I am your intrepid, humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man struggling to deal with a mind and body infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to the program. 5+ years and still going, folks. Take a licking and keep on ticking, as they say. Welcome to the program. As always on Saturday night, the incomparable postman is here, and we're going to delve into what we like to call the deep end of the pool tonight. Get your Bibles out. Get ready. Prepare to have your mind blown. It's going to be a fun show tonight. Welcome, Postman. I'm so glad you're here.
Yes, once again, Terry. It's good to be here.
It is good to be here. I'd rather be seen than viewed, as I was told by Pat Sullivan, a radio guy here in Montgomery once. And I said, Pat, I'm going to steal that. And I did. So I use it all the time. Now, here's the important stuff. Do not believe a single word you hear on this program, because it's up to you to do your own research. You know, my daddy always told me something that you have sweat equity in, something you have to work, toil, labor hard for, it's going to mean something to you, whereas something just given to you is not going to mean as much. And that is so true these days, folks. I was doing a little casual reading this morning, and I ran up upon something. I keep seeing stores closing. I keep seeing bankruptcies, you know, stores that when you're my age, you've seen these stores all your lives, and suddenly they're going away. I know a lot of it has to do with the internet, because brick-and-mortar stores are going the way of the dinosaur, as the metaphor goes. But yet, we keep hearing from the different people, not just on this network, but all across the country, of how great the economy's going, is, you know, growing 3%. Everything's great, you know, blowing and going, yada, yada, yada. Well, how do you qualify that? Then I got to thinking, okay, what if the stock market is being artificially propped up? And I suggested this a few years ago. But then someone said, how could you do that? Well, I think I found out how. Back in 1983, 50 corporations controlled most of the media here in this country. By 92, it dropped in half. And by the year 2000, 5 corporations wielded totalitarian control over our media. Now, when I say control, we're talking about all means of expression for speech and ideas, TV, movies, radio, books, music, news feeds. Now, those figures refer to everything except for print media, newspapers, and magazines, which would add a couple more of the oligarchs to this small group of media-controlling owners. But it gets even worse. Would you believe me if I told you that 88% of all the assets traded on the stock market are owned by 7 people. Actually, there's only just a few companies. The companies are BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, Fidelity, and JP Morgan. 88% of all the stock listed in the S&P 500, okay? Now, there's three big investors, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. Those three investors alone constitute the largest shareholder in 88% of the S&P 500 firms, which roughly corresponds to the 500 largest corporations in this country. Both BlackRock and Vanguard are among the top five shareholders of almost 70% of America's 2,000 publicly traded corporations. So let's take a look at BlackRock. What is BlackRock? Well, the founder, chairman, and CEO is a cat named Lawrence D. Fink. Can't make this stuff up. Fink. Now, interestingly enough, the U.S. government contracted with BlackRock to help clean up after the meltdown in 2008. Although BlackRock is widely believed to have been probably the best choice for this job, Fink's long-standing relationship with senior government officials have led to questions about potential conflict of interest regarding government contracts awarded without bids. Also, just as an aside here, Fink is a lifelong supporter of the Democratic Party. I could go through every one of these people and basically read you the very same bio. They're all Democrats. What does that mean? Let me tell you what I'm going at here. That these people largely control all the media, television, film, publishing, telecommunications, and internet. Not only in America, but in the world. Therefore, ultimately, we have the situation that just a few people hold power over the entire media. That's pretty bad. But that is why the stock market can look like everything's wonderful, yet businesses are going bankrupt left and right. People are losing their jobs. But the idea they want us to have is that, oh, everything's great. Trump's turned everything around. Life's wonderful. We're going to make America great again. I have to be honest and tell you, I don't think that's possible. What is clear is that just a few oligarchs now have the means to exercise a totalitarian control over all the speech and ideas in the United States, and before long, the entire world. And dear listener, this substantiates what I have been telling you for over 5 years, that a handful of people literally control 95% of all the information you read, see, or hear. That is a fact. Who do you think came up with the Russian hoax? There you go. See, the weaponized media is their greatest weapon. As I talked about elections last night, it's not just elections, it's everything. It's called perception management. They manage, okay, your perception of how things are, that's your reality, how you see things. They want to manage that. They want to control how you perceive the world. So by proxy, that is mind control. They're controlling the way you think. That's their gig.
Yeah, and if they didn't do that, I mean, we would have over 300 million, you know, divergent souls in the United States here.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
Going their own way, or God forbid that they get together and come against.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, America essentially has become a dictatorship by super rich. The U.S. regime has elevated propaganda lies to the role of the primary means of coercion. It's obviously seconded by its ample use of violence domestically and around the globe. Now, again, as I have said so many times, the elimination of the long-standing Smith-Mundt Act, that is what has allowed pro-American propaganda to be used in America on Americans. Can you say false flag? That's where these come from. Is there... And I'm using 84 air quotes. They are legal now. Yes, legally, they can lie to us. That's called propaganda, and that's what they're doing. It is through this incredible concentration of media that the regime has achieved a virtual monopoly on lying, which it employs to justify and varnish that violence. Absolutely. It's unbelievable, folks. They controlled everything because we've, once again, like I said the other night, we took our finger off the pulse of this country. We quit paying attention, and they've stolen it from us. That's what's happened. Trump's not trying to prevent our country from being stolen. Our country's already been stolen. I had hoped that Trump was trying to take it back, but I'm not so sure. I don't believe he is. At least his actions don't tell me that. And as I have said again so many times, a person's actions will tell you their beliefs every time. Got to hit our first break. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this radio world of yours every Saturday night. Thank you so much. Thank you, listeners. We'll be back in three very short minutes. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated 2019 market report. According to MLS statistics, sales in the River region are up almost 8% from last year at the same time. The MLS statistics from MLS show that homes are selling for approximately 97% of the list price, and there has been over 1,700 closings so far this year in the River region. We are negotiating multiple offers on our listings, and sometimes our buyers are competing with other buyers for the same property. What all this means is we have a much better real estate market than we've had in over a decade. Buyers are still being able to secure low interest rate, fixed rate loans, and when they buy a home, the chances that their equity will grow is at a pace not seen since 2008. For a complete market report on your house, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225. Or email me directly, bogoodson@charter.net.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm just your average, everyday, hardworking plumber. But when it comes to my business, only the best. Like commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They help design a customized insurance solution that gets the job done right. Just like me.
An actor trying to sound like a plumber. Excruciating. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
It's Ryobi Days at the Home Depot. Buy a Ryobi OnePlus 2-pack battery starter kit for just $99 and get one of over 20 select Ryobi OnePlus tools up to an $84 value free. The OnePlus system also fits over 125 other Ryobi tools. So now, going cordless is almost endless. Buy the battery kit, get a free tool. Ryobi Days now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 19th, limit one per customer while supplies last. See store for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You're listening to a program called Clearing the Air that I started a little over 5 years ago. Blue Water Broadcasting, little independent series of stations. Thank you so much for listening. And if any of the sponsors of this station, is there any way you can spend your money with them, we would appreciate it. The Little Short Mean Woman found this quote this morning on the internet, and it was on Faith Radio. The reason that we have 17,000 pages of laws is because we cannot follow 10 simple laws written on 2 stone tablets. And to that I would say, amen, little short mean woman, love of my life, you're absolutely right. If we had just done what God told us to do, if we had just followed the instructions he gave us, this world would be a much better place. But you know what? We knew better. And it's biting us in the behind right now. It's unbelievable. It's unreal what's happening. And I get so frustrated when I run across people who, they won't bother to look up. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to know anything. You know, we've got evidence now that Obama and his FISA abuse started as early as 2012. But nobody seems to care. It doesn't really seem to matter. You know, it does. It's unreal. I'm trying to see if we have any news on the Virginia Beach shooter. I see they've identified him. This is going to go through, it's been my experience, there's going to be several different forms this is going to go through. First, they're going to tell us that there was just a lone shooter, and then we're probably going to have witnesses who say they saw several people. They'll probably say they were dressed in black SWAT outfits with helmets and automatic-looking assault rifles. And then the local authorities there will say, no, that's not true. It was just one lone gunman, and, you know, there'll be a bunch of people come forward to dispute the official story, but then they'll shut them down pretty quick. Now they're telling us that Dwayne Craddock is the man that opened fire on Virginia Beach municipal employees yesterday in a senseless mass shooting. 40-year-old public works project manager. Supposedly it's retaliation at being fired from his job. So did he not work there? Well, they're calling him a disgruntled employee. If he was fired, they would call him a disgruntled ex-employee, wouldn't they? I don't understand that. That doesn't make sense. Was he fired or was he not fired? Don't know. As usual, they'll keep us in the dark about that. That's what they do. That's how it works. This could be a false flag. We won't know. We won't know for a while. But eventually, I promise you, we will know. Eventually. Of course, we still really don't know what happened in Vegas, do we? I believe it was a hit on Salmon, the Arab over there, because they own the top two floors. I think that's exactly what that was about. It was a hit gone bad. Wow. Anybody notice all the chemtrails and all the weird airplanes today? This morning I heard what I thought was a C-130. Loud, but it had a weird sound to it. When I finally saw it, it was as high as I've ever seen the C-130 fly. It was way up there. I don't know how to guesstimate how high it was, but it was 20,000 feet at least. It was up there, and that's unusual. I don't usually see them that high. And then, of course, it seems like every day I hear fighter jets. Lately, it's like every day I'll hear a fighter jet or two flying through. So there's just so much stuff going on right now in the world. The UFO sightings are through the roof. Nobody seems to know why. Nobody knows what's going on. Nibiru is supposedly right there, but we can't see it because of all the crap they put between us and whatever it is. Don't know. You know, don't really know what's going on. It's crazy, but it is what it is. Gosh. Trying to think of, I've got so much stuff to talk about, I don't know where to start. There was a really good presentation. Sam Elliott, one of the remaining World War II veterans, died. And Sam Elliott did a speech that this man wrote a letter, and Sam Elliott read it. And you really need to hear it, but I won't be able to play it for you for another 6 minutes till I get my cable and get it hooked up. Also, there's another video I want to... I'll tell you what. You'll hang on for 1 second. We'll get this thing hooked up. It's great radio, isn't it? Because I want them to hear this. There's another really good video about how we're being spied on. And we are being spied on, folks. We're being more heavily surveilled than any group of people in the history of this world, as far as we know. Because I got to tell you, there's so much about this world either we don't know, or they're not telling us. I mean, to be honest with you, I think pretty much everything they tell us is an outright lie. And they do that so they can stay in control. It's not rocket science. It's pretty simple, actually. If they lie to us about what's supposed to be what, who's supposed to be who, and who's supposed to be running stuff, then they get to stay in control. It's pretty simple. Stuff we used to do when we were kids in kindergarten. Okay, let's do the Sam Elliott thing. If I can get it, I'll tell you what, if I can get it to open, I'm going to have to do it this way. Just please bear with me. I apologize. But I'm just, you know, I am what I am. All right, here we go. Pull that down.
Gun bullets hitting the water all around you.
Hold on. He has the greatest voice. He really does.
Sergeant Lambert's story is this year's Academy Awarded nominated actor, Sam Elliott.
This brought tears to my eyes. I don't see a teleprompter.
We were headed to Omaha Beach, and I was glad. After all the fighting in Africa and Sicily, I just wanted to get this war over with. It was daylight on the 6th. I went up on deck and found my brother Bill there. We talked about our chances and what our parents would think. About 6 a.m., the signal came to go to stations. My brother and I promised whoever survived would take care of the other's family. And we shook hands and went our separate ways. I climbed down the nets and got into the Higgins boat with my unit. On the way in, we could hear the battleships firing and see the big shells landing ahead of us. Guys were getting sick and vomiting from the choppy water and the diesel fumes. As we got in closer, the Germans had a bird's eye view of us coming in. We picked up machine gun fire. The bullets clanged against the metal ramp of the boat like hail. Then the big 88s on the hill opened up. Every time a shell whistled overhead, all you could hear was the sound of a banshee screaming. Boats around us were burning. I saw men on fire. Even their shoes were on fire. Dead and wounded were floating in the water. We had orders not to stop and pick anyone up. I told my men, when the ramp drops, hit the water hard and keep as low as you can to dodge the bullets. We sank up over our heads. That was the last time I saw most of them. 31 men jumped off that boat. Just 7 of them made it to the beach. The only cover was a block of concrete the Germans had failed to clear. That's where I set up a collection point for the casualties. Medics were trained not to dig in. We were there to see the troops and for them to see us. I detailed Corporal Raymond Lepore to hunker down and treat the men while I brought in the injured. Ray and I had been together since 39. I knew I could count on him. It was total confusion. Shells exploding, boats blowing up, people yelling because they couldn't hear anything, machine gun bullets hitting the water all around you, the roar of the boats coming in. It's like you're all alone in a world of a million people because you're concentrating on what you have to do. Hadn't gone far when I felt a bullet go through my right arm. I just kept going. I was thinking of only one thing, getting to the men who needed me. There was a soldier laying right on the edge of the water. One arm was almost shot off. Every time a wave would come in, that arm would be pulled back out to sea, and he'd try to reach out for it. The first thing you're supposed to do is keep a wounded man from going into shock. But he was too far gone. Nothing I could do for him. He died in my arms. I was on my way to treat another soldier when a piece of shrapnel the size of my hand tore a hole in my left thigh. I put a tourniquet on it, gave myself a shot of morphine, and went back to work. You did the job you were trained to do. If you didn't, you died. I could feel my right arm going numb from the first bullet. Saw a guy struggling in chest-deep water. Grabbed him with my good arm just as a Higgins boat rolled in and dropped its ramp. The ramp hit me right in the back, crushed 2 vertebrae, and pushed us both to the bottom. That's when I started talking to the one guy I knew could help me. I said, God, I've asked you many times, but just give me another chance. Let me save one more person. And for some reason, that boat raised its ramp and backed out. Somehow I managed to drag his boat to safety. I told Corporal Lepore he'd have to take my place. He stood up, and then he just collapsed against my shoulder. His helmet fell off, and I saw the hole right in the center. Everything went black after that. The next thing I knew, I was on a boat going back to England. A Navy doctor looked at my dog tags, and he told me, "We have another Lambert here." My brother's Bill's stretcher was put right next to mine on the dock at Weymouth. He'd been on the beach with G Company. We went to the hospital in the same ambulance. When I woke up, he was on the cot next to me. He looked over and said, "What are you doing here?" "Same thing you are," I told him. And he said, "Oh God, now what's Mother gonna think?" We both made it out okay. Bill lived to be 92. People who have never been in a war should understand what soldiers give up. The guys we left on Omaha Beach never had a chance to live the lives they've dreamed of. Day hasn't gone by when I haven't prayed for the men we lost and their families. I still wake up at night sometimes thinking about the guys. Every man that walked into those machine guns and that artillery fire on Omaha Beach that day, every man was a hero. What kind of person would I be if I didn't tell their stories?
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. We have huge news to share. Thanks to folks just like you, the customer reviews are in, and Pig Enterprises has been named the 2019 Dealer Raider Pre-Owned Auto Dealer of the Year. You heard that right. Out of 275 dealerships across the state of Alabama, Pig Enterprises has been awarded top honors as Dealer of the Year. The next time you're in the market for a quality, certified pre-owned vehicle, save some time by starting with the best in the state, right here in your local community. Whether it's inventory selection, pricing, staff friendliness, or overall experience that matters most to you, Pig Enterprises is second to none and ready to show you firsthand what all the squealing is about. Come visit us today on Highway 31 in Prattville or visit us online at PIGGENT.com for full inventory details, including photos, pricing, and free Carfax reports on all vehicles. Pig Enterprises in Prattville, the state's number one pre-owned automobile dealer.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting BlueHaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody's starting to ask me, when is it going to rain again? And honestly, the prospects are not good for the next few days. For tonight, we're going to be dry with mostly clear skies, a few clouds, overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow looks like a high temperature in the lower 90s again. Continued dry, more sunshine, down to 70 for a low tomorrow night, and then getting hotter early next week. I think we'll be in the low to mid-90s on Monday, closer to the mid-90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe a few pop-up storms towards the middle of the week. But dry until then for the most part. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nuke's, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nuke's app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nuke's, 7880 Vaughn Road.
Good morning, Liberty. Welcome to the Fast Friday edition of the show for May 31st, 2019. Today, we're talking about street-level surveillance. It's not just the NSA that's spying on you. So I'm going to share with you what I see as the top four ways that local, state, and federal governments are all working together and stalking you. But first, my name is Michael Bolden, broadcasting to you live from here in my home office and studio in downtown Los Angeles for the 10th Amendment Center. We're broadcasting live as we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific time through our channels over at YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, DLive, and Periscope. We also have an iTunes edition. I appreciate all the reviews coming in there. And all of our archives are over at 10thamendmentcenter.com/Good Morning Liberty. Now, because it's Fast Friday, we're going to try to knock this out in about 10 to 15 minutes. Let's see how I can do on this. I'm primarily going through research put together over at a guide by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF.org, called Street Level Surveillance. They've got about eight or nine things listed there. I picked what I saw as the top four or so. First of all, the first item that they've got listed here, the first one that I've pulled out, is cell site simulators, or MC catchers. Most people know these as Stingray devices. This is a portable unit that usually goes in a law enforcement agent's vehicle, and what it does is it tricks the cell phones in a particular area into connecting to the Stingray device instead of the cell tower. Actually, it's a seamless situation. The Stingray device, in an active situation, when it's an active cell site simulator, what it does is it sends out a signal and it tricks all the cell phones in an area into thinking that that device is the cell tower. It then collects all the information, the MC number, which is the unique identifying number, your location, your texts, your browsing history, even voice communication, things like that. And you can they can download it locally and keep it, and it passes you along right to the cell tower, and it's seamless. You don't even know that you're being tracked. Now, you cannot use this in line with things like basing a warrant on probable cause, particularly describing the person or place to be searched or seized, because they don't know who's in a particular area. Basically, you're under suspicion simply for existing there, simply for carrying a cell phone, turning the power off doesn't do anything for you. You got to take the battery out, and they're monitoring where you are, tracking you, and stalking you. So they collect all this information, and then they share it through fusion centers or through ISE, Information Sharing Environment, which came out of the Patriot Act and the War on Terror. And then all law enforcement agencies around the country, local, state, and federal, have access to the information. The second item that we're covering today is ALPRs, or Automated License Plate Readers. These, according to EFF, automatically capture all license plate numbers that come into view, along with the location, date, and time. The data, which includes photographs of the vehicle and sometimes its driver and passengers, is then uploaded to a central server. In a lot of situations, they store this for maybe a year, or 5 years, or 10 years, probably permanently once it gets out there into the databases. And they can keep track of where you go, who you visit, if you go to a gun show or a church or a protest or a rally in support or against somebody. You can build a profile on people based on where they're going. It also has the ability to keep track of who's in the car if they're adding things like facial recognition, for example. Now, the interesting part is, and you see these on red light cameras, on fast track systems, on freeways, they can actually mount them. We see them at the entrance of parking lots a lot of times here in Southern California. If you're watching the video, I'm pulling this up here from EFF. Again, here's a picture of a mounted version over a red light camera. So they say that they're just trying to protect people from bad drivers, but of course, they're not just doing that. They're keeping the data. They're keeping the tracking information on where people are going. We know the DEA a few years ago was reported that they had been running a tracking system on millions of people for 8-9 years without ever telling anybody they're going to be doing this. Yeah. The information is collected by state and local law enforcement agencies or various agencies that are operating these things, and then they pass them along to the federal government and other agencies. Now, there's mobile versions as well, which can be put on top of a police car. They just look like more lights on there. You have no idea, unless, of course, you're watching this video or reading Electronic Frontier Foundation at EFF.org. The ALPRs can also be put on a drone, an unmanned aerial vehicle, which is number 3. And I do also want to mention that I did an interesting report on the data share.
Let me interrupt real quick and say the license plate readers, if you have a neighborhood watch program in your neighborhood, you probably have one of these mounted just as you come into your neighborhood, whether you know that or not. I fought ours. I was the only one that said no, but they put them up anyway. Of course, it was stolen in the first 6 months. I think they've replaced it. I don't know. Who knows?
Aspect of the license plate readers. I've pulled the link up here. If you're watching the video, it'll also be in the show notes. It was from November 16, 2018. 2.5 billion scans of people's location by their license plate from just 200 law enforcement agencies. So it's much larger and worse than that. So these ALPRs can also be put on drones. And according to EFF, they say drones are unmanned aerial vehicles that can be equipped with high def live feed video cameras, thermal infrared video cameras, heat sensors, and radar, all of which allow for sophisticated and persistent surveillance. They can also be equipped with license plate readers, stingrays or IMC catchers, cell site simulators, facial recognition, and GPS trackers. So these are incredibly dangerous. We do have a lot of information, though, on how these are funded, because most law enforcement agencies on a local level, it doesn't fit within their budget. So over at Police One, I found this. They have this article on how to get funding for your department from June 15, 2018. They say, finding the funding to cover the purchase of the equipment, accessories, and staff training can be challenging. Here's a variety of grant and other funding options to consider that won't put a strain on your department's budget. Now, mind you, I think it's like 4 or 5, maybe 6 of these ways that you can get funding. They say grant or other. All of them except for one are federal grant programs. So we know the federal government is funding the local surveillance state. I believe it's because they feed all the data that they're collecting into centralized databases, which is then shared with the federal government. So the local agents, the local police are basically just acting as frontline stalkers for the national or international surveillance state. So over at Police One, they say these are the different ways that you can get funding. Homeland Security funding, they say, is currently the most widely used grant source for police drones. There's also Burn Justice Assistant grants. This is the JAG program. This comes from the Department of Justice. Federal Highway Traffic Safety grants. Of course, they're just keeping us safe by monitoring where everyone's going.
Of course.
HIDTA and Project Safe Neighborhood. This comes from the War on Drugs. So this is a drug trafficking, high-intensity drug trafficking area, or Project Safe Neighborhood. This is a multi-agency drug trafficking or a drug enforcement task force. Again, providing funding for these surveillance tools. And then the last thing on the list is corporate and private foundations. So a vast majority of the funding comes from the federal government. We have clues that the same thing is happening on ALPRs and cell site simulators. Stingrays don't have as much detail or the article like this as of yet. Now, mind you, drones can also be equipped with facial recognition, and that's the fourth one on my list, is facial recognition. Here's how EFF puts it. Face recognition is a method of identifying or verifying the identity of an individual using their face. And if we're secure in our persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, and a warrantless mass search is an unreasonable one, they're collecting an image of you and storing you. This is violating your right to privacy, even though it's not. This is violating the Fourth Amendment. This is
unconstitutional, so bottom line. But let me tell you something. They've shredded, long since shredded, the Constitution. It doesn't matter. Nothing's going to happen. Hit this break. We'll be back. Listen to Clear and Air.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama law enforcement agencies, the ABA, and this station.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
came down. Welcome back to the program. Now, one of the main tenets of this program is what we try to do is we try to take prophecy and scripture, the Bible. We try to look at how it relates to today. We try to get more information because, as you should know by now if you listen to this program, many books of the Bible were removed before it's made its way to us. Why? We want to know why. Well, there's just so much we haven't been told, and it's kind of left up to us to figure it out. Well, two of the best people that I know of to do this is Frank, our caller, and, of course, the postman, the incomparable postman. And they're always finding stuff. My mind gets blown weekly. So now we have some more stuff. So I'm going to turn it over to you, postman. If you would hit that button over there on the phones, the all hold button, just hit it again, and they'll quit. There you go. And we're waiting on Frank to call. But anyway, it's yours. Take it.
Okay. This is what I have to say tonight is in response to what Connie was talking about Thursday on the weekday show, and I didn't call in, you know, when she was talking about it, but it kind of struck me that you know, somebody else, you know, knew about this. Not that that somebody else, you know, could actually you know, do the studies and mm-hmm. and find out about it, but I commend you, Connie, for doing this.
Yeah, she's something.
Yeah, she is. What she was talking about was she was actually talking about the names of the entities that actually came to this this solar system, and set up their bloodlines. And I heard her when she mentioned the Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about it that was that was the plural of
that's right
of the El, and the actual singular of that is the Elo, you know.
Elo, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I mean, I just sat and listened, and I had never heard anybody else, you know, it explained, a regular layperson explained like she explained it. Mm-hmm. She actually did it correct, you know. Yeah. from all the resources that I've read and all the people that I've talked to about this, but she didn't go into real, you know, deep detail about it.
Mm-hmm.
But those were the actual beings that are mentioned in the Sumerian epic, and wow. And at some point in time that will probably hold true. All of those, those 20,000 tablets they found in the city of Nineveh that they excavated back in the 1800s. Those texts have some validity to them because they chronicled the people that were living in Nineveh at the time. They chronicled everyday life. They chronicled marriages. They chronicled, you know, divorces.
Mm-hmm.
Astronomical events. I mean, all of that was in there.
I've never heard of these tablets.
Yeah.
Have I? I don't think I have.
Those are the ones that they found in
was this not Dead Sea Scrolls?
No, no, no.
Okay,
no.
I was going to say, it's way before
this was,
Dead Sea.
They found them in the 1800s. Okay. And these were the same tablets that Zechariah Sitchin.
Oh, okay, okay.
The exact same
Sumerian
ones.
Tablets.
Yeah, the exact same ones that he deciphered. He actually learned how to decipher those tablets.
Yeah, but nobody was going to help him. He had to do it all on his own.
Right, and because of one question that ate away at him.
Which was? Sorry.
One of his teachers when he was in grade school,
mm-hmm.
was reading some reading the verse in Genesis 6,
mm-hmm.
and it mentioned there were giants back in those days.
Oh yeah.
And it was done in a cartoon form. It's actually good to actually see that, you know, in a cartoon form.
Mm-hmm.
And he raised his hand. He raised his hand. And the teacher asked her, "What do you want, Zechariah?" And he said that in the Hebrew text, it didn't say giant; it said Nephilim.
Oh.
And he asked the question, "Who are the Nephilim?"
Oh, wow!
And the teacher told him, "said Don't question the Bible, Zechariah." And from then on,
From then on, he questioned the Bible.
Yes, it took him 40 years. It took him 40 years to actually go on a quest and find those tablets. And he was astounded and overwhelmed and overcome once he found out, you know, where found the sources and the resources that he needed to find.
Well, that's a great story. I've never heard that.
And in 1976, he completed his first book concerning that. Guess what book that was, Terry Adams?
I'm thinking of another one. I have no idea.
It was The 12th Planet.
The 12th Planet.
Yes.
So you mean to tell me, Postman, that Nibiru is tying in with what he found in those tablets?
It did. It tied in perfectly.
Say it ain't so.
Yes, it did.
How is that possible?
It did.
How is that possible, Postman? How could it possibly be that this planet tied in with this? How?
Because it was documented, you know, throughout.
That's right. If they documented everyday life and all that, then if they're lucky enough to have hit the right time period, they would have documented. Tell me they didn't document the passing.
They did document the passing.
What are the chances?
They did. And there was another king documented the passage of it. And that was one of the off times that it came, King Hezekiah.
Hezekiah
documented it. That was when the shadow went backwards.
Yes.
Up those.
Yes.
So that's staircase.
What caused the shadow to go backwards.
It caused the retrograde motion of the
more and more
Earth.
Circumstantial evidence. More
right.
and more. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And
blown away by this.
And what I'm getting to my point, and I don't want to take up all the time, but the way it actually turned out, before the flood, the pre-Adamite race that was here on the planet, that was an actual illegal grafting of people that were living here, because they actually did it for the wrong purpose.
That wasn't that couldn't have been the offspring between an upright walking reptile and the woman we know as Eve, was it?
No, okay. This was the pre-Adamite race.
Okay, I'm sorry, before Adam was actually put here on the
planet.
My bad, missed that.
There were some people living on Earth circa 60 centuries before Adam was
pre-Adamic civilization. Yeah,
right.
You're right.
And because some of them actually witnessed the planet Venus to actually come through, and
Venus,
yes, and get stationed right in the same place where it is now.
Whoa!
Because that was an actual interstellar war that was being fought in the solar system.
So what was Venus? A ship?
No, Venus was a chunk of interplanetary debris. Yes, what it was, and it was a big chunk.
Yes, it is a big chunk.
And you can tell by the size of the vessels that these